When I was a child, I believed a great deal in telekinesis. It was the one power I really wanted to have. Part of the reason for this had to do with a biography of Uri Geller that was on every coffee table in the 80s. Perhaps in the 70s. I had the idea that if I could only harness my mind and move objects, I would be omnipotent. Years later, I was studying in Jerusalem. I was in the middle of a Bible study class. For no reason, I was seized with uncontrollable laughter. I had to leave the room. I had no reason why this should be happening. 2 days later, I was summoned to the program office of the exchange program. Two friends from my hometown told me the news. My best friend had been killed at exactly the minute that I had had to leave the classroom. And from this, I felt that I had achieved some kind of message, maybe not wholly dissimilar to the telekinesis I'd always wanted. I didn't have that thought then. Instead, I went to Lake Galilee. I tried to write for hours in a journal. I said to my dead friend, Suzanne, if you're there, just give me a sign. Give me a sign that won't make me crazy. Let me know we're still in communication. Nothing really came other than this gift of writing. All the later writing success, if it was success, that I ever had came from this friend, that moment, a whole series of fortunate circumstances, things I wrote that came directly from that moment by Lake Galilee. All the external and empty awards or accolades seem to still be some kind of message. My first year in college, when I was a child, I believed a great deal in telekinesis. There was a drama student. It was the one power I really wanted to have. He gave me a book. Part of the reason for this, by Gina Berio, biography of Uri Geller. That was on every coffee table, admired in the 80s, Gina, perhaps in the 70s. I had the idea that if I could, a writer, only harness my mind, I so admired her, move objects, that I would be omnipotent. Years later, I asked her in Jerusalem. I was in the middle of a Bible study class at a writer's for the homeless. For no reason, I was seized with uncontrollable laughter. Event I was organizing, I had to leave the room. And yet, no reason why this should be happening. She was so bitter. 2 days later, I was summoned to the program office of the exchange program. I have tried so hard. Two friends from my hometown told me the news to be recognized. My best friend had been killed. No one wants, at exactly the minute that I had to leave the classroom, to hear me. And from this, I felt that I
she did not speak
some kind of message
to, for this event.
Maybe not wholly dissimilar to the telekinesis I'd always wanted. I didn't have that thought then.
A year
Instead
later,
I went to Lake Galilee.
She won.
I tried to write
the National Book Award
journal.
And a year after that, she died.
If you're there, just give me a sign. Give me a sign that won't make me crazy. Let me know.
I got the message. What one practices.
Nothing really came other than this gift of
writing. Is what one becomes.
All the later writing success.
The trick.
What success that I ever had.
Is not to become bitter.
Came from this friend. That moment. A whole series of fortunate circumstances. Things I wrote that came directly from that moment by Lake Galilee. All the external and empty awards or accolades seem to still be some kind of message.
My first year in college.
When I was a child,
one of the things
I believed a great deal
that is so
telekinesis
strange,
there was a drama
about our era.
One power I really wanted to have.
He's an extreme book.
Part of the reason for
narcissism by Gina
Berio. Biography
exemplified
of Uri Geller.
I so
that was on every coffee table
by our youth
in the 80s.
Gina of the internet.
70s. She was. I had the idea that if I could.
We come to.
Only harness my mind.
I so admired her.
The internet. That I would be on.
With the question.
Years later.
Do I exist?
I asked her. In Jerusalem. I was in the middle
Could she speak
of a Bible study class.
And yet,
at a writer's for the homeless.
When we go
I
to the page.
Uncontrollable laughter. Event I was organizing. I had to leave the room.
We are singing.
And yet, no reason why.
A song of ourselves.
So bitter.
Like Whitman says.
Later, she said. To the program office.
And yet, addictively.
I have tried so hard.
Two we go
from my hometown told me the news
again
to be recognized
and again
my best friend had been killed
to the internet
no one wants at exactly the minute
like a crazy
to
hear me fairy wicked
this,
godmother
I felt that I
she did not who will lure us
kind of message
with
for this event
not silver promises
the telekinesis
and betray us.
I'd always wanted.
Do I exist?
Didn't have that thought then.
We asked
later. Went to Lake Galilee.
And our
she
thumbs.
I tried to write.
The National Book Award have evolved. And a year after that, she died.
If you're there,
to reduce.
Just give me a sign.
Our minds.
Give me a sign that won't make me crazy. Let me know.
I got the message. What one practices.
Nothing really came other than this gift of
is
writing.
Is what one becomes.
All the later writing success.
The trick.
What success that I ever had.
Is not to become bitter.
Came from this friend. That moment. A whole series of fortunate circumstances. Things I wrote that came directly from that moment by Lake Galilee. All the external and empty awards or accolades seem to still be some kind of message. My first year in college.
When I am trying one of the things I believe to learn deal that is so
telekinesis
modern Greek
strange. There was a drama
about our era.
One power I really wanted to
one of the things
dream
a book
part of the reason for
narcissism Greek
by Gina Berio
biography
it's a
exemplified
Uri Geller.
There is a nominative
every coffee table
an accusative
use in the 80s
Gina
perhaps
of the internet
70s.
When you begin
she was
I had the idea that if
an
I
action
we come to
only harness
you turn the object
so admired her
the internet into the accusative with the question
years later
the Hellenic
years later,
do I exist
I asked her
drive
in Jerusalem.
Toward action
I was in the
could she speak
of a Bible
so different
and yet
at a writer's
fourth
from the German
go,
to the page delay
event
of the verb
I had to leave the room
in the sentence
singing, and yet no reason why
a song of ourselves
so bitter
like Whitman says
later,
when I speak
to the program office
in different languages
addictively I have tried so hard
I become
from my hometown told me the news
different people
recognized. And again my best friend had been killed
to the internet
no
in French
like a creep
I am my aspirational self
fairy
wicked
this,
godmother
I felt that I
she did not
who will lure us
in Spain with
for this event,
I am a more hardened person so different
betray us
from what Lorca talks
do
about
exist,
the duende over centuries
later, too late Galilee,
and our thumbs
I tried to write
national in Hebrew, I am a root self.
A year after that, she died.
But Greek
to reduce give me a sign.
Our minds is confusing.
That won't make me crazy. Let me
I got the message.
Speak. What one practices, nothing really came, other than this gift of
is
writing.
What one becomes.
All the later writing success,
the trick,
what success that I ever had.
Is not to become bitter.
Came from this friend, that moment. A whole series of fortunate circumstances, things I wrote that came directly from that moment by Lake Galilee. All the external and empty awards or accolades seem to still be some kind of message. First year in college.
Salvador Dali,
I am trying,
woke up to learn in a train station,
modern Greek
in Perpignan,
about our era,
and said, this is the center of the universe,
about
Greek.
By Gina
I came to France,
says,
Uri Geller. There is a non
thinking every coffee table
an accusative
use in the 80s.
I would explore my family when you begin Holocaust history and actually
come to
a girl
harness,
in the Perpignan object
so
station
the internet
into the accusative told me to go to Foix
years later
the Hellenic
later,
she
I
said drive toward action. Foix is so beautiful, so different,
and yet
I came there from the German
a
war criminal
to the page
was in Paris
event
on trial.
I had to leave the room.
I took a night train.
No reason why
a song of ourselves. All the journalists gossiping in that room.
Like Whitman says,
when I speak
different
the criminal had fled his own trial. I become different people. I needed to understand the mind of evil in French. I wrote in his voice that disappeared criminal
godmother
for my second novel.
Well, Lureth.
And I think the secret of travel, I am a more hardened person. So different from what is to find one small place. The Duende over centuries. One small place.
And our thumbs.
And know it well.
Hebrew,
I am a root self.
A year after that, she died.
But Greek,
to reduce
our minds, is confusing.
That won't make me crazy.
Let me know. I got the message.
What one practices,
nothing really came,
other than this gift of
is writing. What one becomes.
All the later writing success,
the trick,
what success that I ever had,
is not to become bitter.
Came from this friend, that moment, a whole series of fortunate circumstances, things I wrote that came directly from that moment by Lake Galilee. All the external and empty awards or accolades seem to still be some kind of message. First year in college.
Salvador Dali.
I am trying.
I was sitting at the table
to learn
in a train station,
modern Greek
in Perpignan, with my younger daughter, and said, "This is the center of the universe." She said, "Why are you so willing?" I came to France to leap up, get me anything.
An accusative.
I would explore my family
when you begin
Holocaust history. So willing to get me anything,
a girl,
but you always borrow my napkin.
Object station,
the internet. And I said,
the accusative
told me to go to Foix. I'm one of those people,
the Hellenic,
who is more easily motivated
toward action
by doing things for others.
So different.
It's much easier for me,
from the German,
a war criminal, to run through the house for you
in Paris
than to get up and get my own napkin.
Good night train. A song of our
one of the things
all the journalists gossiping in that
about our age
when I speak,
it's defies my understanding,
fled his own trial,
is a consumerist model we live in.
Different people.
Teaching is no longer so much about imparting knowledge.
In French,
we are captive in a consumerist model.
That disappeared criminal,
godmother, for my second novel.
Well,
I once saw the Dalai Lama speaking to,
I am a more hardened person,
a young student.
So different.
And he said,
what is to find one
maybe the
place,
ignorant people,
the Duende over
centuries, are really enlightened.
One small place,
and maybe they are the ones who know more
and know it well
Hebrew, than us,
a root self,
after that, with all our ambitions.
But Greek, to reduce our minds, is confusing.
That won't make me crazy.
Let me know. I got the message. What one practices, nothing really came, other than this gift of
is what one becomes.
All the later writing success,
the trick,
what success that I ever had,
is not to become bitter.
Came from this friend, that moment, a whole series of fortunate circumstances, things I wrote that came directly from that moment by Lake Galilee. All the external and empty awards or accolades seem to still be some kind of message.
Salvador Dali.
This is how to write a novel.
I was sitting at the table to learn in a train station.
You begin as if on a big mural.
And said,
you work on the ear.
She said, why are you so willing?
Without knowing the contours of the face.
To leap up.
Give no clue about the proportions. You fill in the little area you know.
My family when you begin Holocaust history. So willing to get me anything.
Someone once said,
always borrow my napkin.
It's like driving at night in the fog. You can only see as far as your headlights.
Who is more easily motivated?
You have to,
by doing things for others,
look at the light and not know where you're going. Trust
to run through
the proportions will figure themselves out.
And get my own napkin.
It is faith over works.
One of the things, all the journalists,
it is listening over here, seeing.
When I speak,
you commit fully to a small part, knowing you're going to throw it away.
Different people teaching.
I often think
so much.
It's like subtractive sculpture.
In French,
we are the perfect novel already exists.
Model that disappeared.
You have to get your ego out of the way.
For my second novel,
and the perfect form emerges.
I once saw the Dalai Lama speaking to. I am a more hardened person. A young student. So different. And he said, maybe the ignorant people
are really enlightened. When I used to paint, maybe they are the ones who know more
and know it well
than us. There was always a point I had to pull back and see the planes of the painting, sketch it. Only then would I know what I wanted to write. I love studying the brain.
This is how to write a novel.
One of the hardest things for me,
as if on a big
in teaching or reading,
you work on the ear,
is being over flooded with empathy without knowing the contours of the face. One person said to me, imagine yourself 20 feet away from the person who is in need.
You fill in the little area you know.
Imagine yourself with a one-way mirror.
So willing to get the
two-way mirror, someone once said.
Always borrow my napkin.
But the problem for me
at night in the fog
is that to open my heart to someone,
can only see these people
as far as your headlights.
Who is more easily motivated?
I believe in it so much. It's hard for me to see into another without giving myself fully. Trust the proportions will figure themselves out. In the brain, it is faith over works. There are those mirror neurons that fire. It is listening. I've seen a scan of my brain. The empathy area
to a small part
is red and fiery to throw it away. I did some neurofeedback. I often think to cool down my brain.
Subtractive sculpture. It helped a little bit. As if I were adding a tool to my toolkit. You have to get your ego out of the way. And the perfect form emerges. But I'm still looking for the way to give and retain something of myself, as much as I always thought it was good to give up the self. And I admire those people who temperamentally can give to paint and not be flooded.
Maybe they are the ones who know more
and know it well than us. There was always a point I had to pull back and see the planes of the painting. Sketch it. Only then would I know what I wanted to write. I loved studying the brain.
This is how to write a novel.
On the West Coast, more bad art gets created.
Things for me.
But more art gets created in general.
Or reading.
The West Coast lacks the yardsticks of the East.
So willing, without knowing the contours of the face.
One person said to me, imagine yourself 20 feet away from the person who is in need. I often tell people, it's like a poet coming to prose to go from the west to the east.
Two-way mirror.
The problem is, in creativity studies for me, competition is that to open lessens children's creativity. And so on the East Coast, when people sit shoulder to shoulder in a Brooklyn cafe into another without giving myself fully
trust,
they lose a sense of that Emersonian spark of genius
in the brain
that every single person on the West Coast believes on set fire. They have.
It is listening.
I've seen a scan of my brain. It is good to be away from the coast, the empathy area, and not have this
is red
polarity so reified. I did some neurofeedback,
I often think,
to cool down my brain.
This isn't even talking about the blindness of America.
It helped a little bit.
Already exists.
As if I were
the first sentence
in my toolkit I learned in Sinhala when I lived in Sri Lanka was
the perfect form emerges.
Americave Hitenev and retain some
police kenik hitala.
As much as I always thought it was good to give up.
America thinks it's a moral policeman of the world.
I admire those people who temperamentally
whereas the first
and not be flooded. Sentence I learned in German was run more quickly. When I had hoped to take German to get over my fear of the Germans, that was like an atavistic Holocaust fear. All my father's family was killed in Poland. I feel lucky by some historic contingency to be here.
Studying the brain.
I find it interesting
on the West Coast
that art always gets created in clusters, but more art gets created in general.
Or reading.
The West Coast. Rilke had his salon, and then he had to go
of the East
to the mountain to compose in 10 days the Duino elegies. But then you think of those women. Like Helen Frankenthaler,
I often tell people,
maybe Joan Mitchell,
like a poet coming to prose to go from the west to the east.
People who are in a cluster but not considered part of it,
in creativity,
how they try to find their agency,
lessens
children's creativity. And so, how do they create a space for their voice on the margins?
When people sit shoulder
to shoulder
in a Brooklyn cafe
in South Africa, the truth and reconciliation period, asked all the white writers to shut up for a while. That they had been listened to enough.
West Coast neurons that fire. They have.
We're in an interesting age.
In this scan of my brain.
There's so much about silencing and speaking.
And not have
who owns the right to speak?
Polarity.
Who should be silenced? Who's saying the right thing?
I did some neurofeedback.
How does one avoid the witch hunts of the Stalinist 1950s?
Blindness of America, it helped a little bit.
How does one have the true multicultural heaven where everyone gets to listen perfectly? Everyone gets a chance to speak. I always begin classes saying what we're going to be doing is learning to listen more attentively.
Sentence I learned.
Part of our narcissistic age.
Run more quickly.
We all think we have to speak.
Hoped to take your
that we have to speak all the time. And we have lost that skill of listening.
Holocaust fear. All my father's family was killed in Poland. I feel lucky by some historic contingency to be here.